Chevrolet dealer, the man who sells America's first choice in cars and trucks, presents Coast to Coast on NBC Radio, twice each week transcribed from Hollywood, The Dinah Shore Show. And here she is now, Miss Dinah Shore.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. Reckon that you know she's gonna meet her friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, she's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Indeed, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Just one of the wonderful hits by a great and prolific songwriter, Mr. Harry Warren. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, from the Chevrolet dealers all over America. And I'm very happy to be able to tell you that Harry Warren himself is going to be with us tonight, along with Frank Duvall and his orchestra and our very good friend, Art Baker. Right now, I'd like to sing a number for you that's quite different from the usual run of pop tunes. An inspirational, hopeful lyric, and certainly a hit. Frank?
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in that great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, a touch of
it, friends, but that splendid choral background was supplied by the boys in our orchestra who sing just as well as they play. Thank you, gentlemen.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, Art, excuse me, but are you fixing to cut in on Frank Duvall and lead the band by any chance?
Oh, no, Dinah. I was just reminding myself that there are just 4 more days till Decoration Day.
Oh, I see.
And that, of course, means 4 more days to get the car ready for the holiday weekend. So, friends, tomorrow morning, first thing, better drive into your Chevrolet dealer's and let his Chevrolet-trained mechanics see what your car needs. Whether it's a grease job, a brake job, a tune-up, or an overhaul, these specialists have the know-how and the equipment to do the job best. They're experts at locating and correcting motor ailments that could, if neglected, cause serious trouble. And the price is right. That's why we say, for more driving pleasure, Decoration Day, or any day, give your car the benefit of Chevrolet Super Service.
It's always a pleasure for me to answer your requests on this program. We love to get letters from you asking for songs, because then we know you're listening and thinking about us. Well, we got so many letters requesting one particular ballad that we did several weeks ago that I thought we ought to repeat it about now. April in Portugal.
I found my my April dream in Portugal with you. When we discovered romance like we never knew, my head was in the clouds, my heart went crazy too, and madly I said, I love you. Too soon I heard you say, this dream is for a day. That's Portugal and love in April. And when the shadows fell, those tears I know so well, they told me it was spring fooling me. Abril, oh Portugal, adieu cet idéal, là-bas si long et fou, le ciel n'est plus qu'à vous. My head was in the clouds, my heart went crazy too, and madly I said, I love you.
I don't know anybody I'd rather welcome to our show than my songwriting friend Harry Warren. He's authored a string of smashes too numerous to mention in the time we have at our disposal, and he's really a great guy. Harry, welcome to our Chevrolet showroom.
Thanks, Dinah. I'm delighted to be here.
You know, I've always been overawed by songwriters. I just can't figure out how you do it.
Confidentially, Dinah, neither can I. Every time I have to write a tune, I close my eyes and keep my fingers crossed.
Makes it a little hard to play it on the piano, doesn't it?
Certainly does.
Well, you have the right combination, Harry. Anybody who's written hits like Remember Me, I Only Have Eyes for You, Lullaby of Broadway, you must know what you're doing. I suppose different writers work differently, though.
That's right. I used to work with a lyric writer, Al Dubin.
Oh, I remember. He wrote some great songs.
Well, Al liked to write his lyrics on the back of menus.
No kidding.
That's right. We'd get an assignment to do a show or a picture, and Dubin would disappear for a week or 10 days. Then suddenly he'd turn up with the lyrics we needed written on menus.
Well, at least he was eating.
Al never would talk about where he'd been, but I'd be able to follow his travels pretty closely by the menus. There might be one from Chicago, one from St. Louis, one from Kansas City. Then I know he'd been touring the Middle West.
Oh, well, that's quite a story, Harry. I'd like to ask you a little favor. You see, I've
got a song. I know, Dinah.
But I don't understand. I never mentioned that I'd written these words.
Everybody has a song, Dinah. You go to get your pants pressed, Taylor has written a song. You go to have your eyes examined for glasses. What does the oculist put up in front of you? A chart? No, a song.
Say, pardon me, Dinah.
Oh, sure, Frank.
Say, Harry, I'd like to talk to you. I've written a song.
See what I mean? Now even musicians are writing songs.
Well, I really think this lyric has something, Harry. If you'll just look.
Mr. Duvall, please. Ladies first. I was just about to show Harry my lyric, if you don't mind. Look, Harry, it's called All My Time, Ragtime, Sleepy Time Gal. Now, let me read you the lyrics.
Okay.
You'll never know a lovinger baby. You'll never know a faithfuler pal. And if I tried, I couldn't hide my love for you. You're my all-time, ragtime, sleepy time gal.
Hmm.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
You'll never know a cuter cutie, a beauty or beauty, or sweet a patootie. I speak your name in every prayer. If anyone could kiss a kissier kiss, I swear I don't know how.
It's,
Yeah? Yeah?
I can't think of words to describe it.
Now, Harry, if you want to hear a real lyric, just listen to this.
Trapped.
Now, get this. Just how much I love you is very plain to see. Just how much I care for my home in 1010 Tennessee.
Holy smoke.
Well, now, let me finish, Harry. You know, you have to imagine this without the music, of course. You ought to know, my honey, for haven't I told you so a million or more times, at least 3 or 4 times, yes, you ought to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Harry, what's the verdict?
Guilty of song slaughter.
Look, Harry, you don't really have to pay any attention to Frank at all. You just sit down and write a tune to my lyric and...
Wait a minute. Hold everything. Look, kids, I hate to hurt your feelings, but these lyrics, well, frankly, I've seen better words on the label of a can of soup.
Oh, Harry!
Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll try an experiment.
What kind of an experiment?
Well, I don't have time to write a tune of both your lyrics, so you each read me every other line, and we'll try to combine them and make a song.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah? You start, Dinah. Read your first line.
Glad I got something first here. All right, you ready?
All right.
You'll never know.
Frank, your first line.
Just how much I love you.
Dinah, your third line.
You'll never know.
Just how much I care.
If I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you ought to know, for haven't I told you so a million or more times?
Say, that's not too bad. And I think I might just be able to dream up a tune for it. Let's try it again, Dinah.
All right. You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. Gee, that's pretty good, you know? And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. What a lyric, you know? There's really not a lot to it. You ought to know, or haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now.
By George, that's amazing. I think we've got a hit, honestly.
You know, it'd be an amazing thing if we didn't, Dinah. Harry wrote that song in 1942, and it was number one on the hit parade for 14 weeks.
Say, you two have had a lot of fun kidding me.
Well, sure, you didn't think that we could write such awful lyrics, did you, Harry?
Half of them were all right. Gee, Harry Warren, all joking aside, it was a lot of fun to have you with us this evening. Come back soon, will you?
I sure will, Dinah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, there's a wonderful guy. Bye, Harry.
Goodbye.
Now, this is Art Baker reminding you to stop by your Chevrolet dealers and ask about Chevrolet's Safety Way Service, a complete 10-point safety check of your car designed to protect you and your family. Dinah will be back again on this station Friday evening, same time. The Dinah Shore television show appears every Tuesday and Thursday evening over NBC TV. In the meantime, remember, Chevrolet for 53 is entirely new through and through. Stop in at your Chevrolet dealers and see and drive the model of your choice. Then you'll know why more people buy Chevrolets than any other car. With all its higher quality, Chevrolet is the lowest price line in its field. Have you another song, Dinah?
Just one more, Art. Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, for heaven's sakes. See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to come. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. Night, everybody. See you again on Friday.
The Dinah Shore Show is written by Tom Adair with music by Frank Duvall. It's produced and directed by Eddie Pola, transcribed in Hollywood.